So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz. Highlight of the Daf HaShavua. We're going to be focusing on an action-packed Daf. Yuvamot Mem He has a lot of implications for today. Oh my goodness. Now here we're speaking about a loaded situation, about a Oveh Kochavim HaBaal Bat Yisrael, a child whose father is not Jewish and mother is Jewish. So the whole discussion in the Gemara, if the child is kasher. And the Gemara concludes that Hilchata, that the Halakha is, that this child is actually kasher. Now, most interpret that to mean it's kasher and they're Jewish, but some want to interpret that to mean that kasher, but they're not Jewish, and they need Geirut. It's a minority opinion. That's the one that has not been accepted over the years. So that itself is an extremely important discussion. Another big discussion is, well, what about this child is in terms of marrying? Okay, they're Jewish, they're kasher, they don't need gerut, so if it's a girl, is she allowed to marry a kohen? Whoa, this is a big dispute. This is a big dispute that rages until today. How easy we're going to go on this? We're strict. Rav Moshe was very strict. Rav Avadya was more lenient on this. This is a big, big issue. Okay, another issue that's discussed. What if the father is for a male whose father is Jewish? I'm sorry, a male whose father is not Jewish and the mother is Jewish. So that's what we were speaking about. The child's Jewish. Child's Jewish. Now, Gemara speaks about a situation where, okay, he's Jewish, but no, they don't want to make a shidduch for him because, oh, his father's not Jewish. No one wants to allow their daughter to marry this guy. So listen to what Rabbi Yehuda said to him to do. He said, Zili Tamar, go hide this way. Nobody will know about it. That's an unbelievable thing. That's just an unbelievable thing. It's just how you could do that. Why is that okay? Why is that? It was not kinevadat. It's not kiddushei ta'ut. Apparently, sometimes what you don't know won't hurt you when it comes to shidduchim. Of course, it's a child that's kasher. It's just people have biases that may be unwarranted. It's a very fine person. Just the father's not Jewish. So they actually are saying that the best thing is just nobody should know who you are and just hide, which is it's a revolutionary. It's quite the Gemara that we allow this. Just one application might be, Baal Tshuva or Baalat Tshuva. They may have a little bit of a history. Do they have to say anything? Maybe according to this Gemara, they actually don't have to say something. So that's a big, big discussion. And now, one last point over here. It's a very rich area of discussion. Is the so if a non-Jew didn't have a tefillah in front of the Beit Din, the Geirut still may be kasher, because everybody knows they're living a Jewish life. A woman went to the mikveh, a man goes to the mikveh once in a while. So perhaps that tefillah counts as their tefillah for Geirut, which is quite the idea. The Tosfot here discusses it, and he says, even though there's no actual Beit Din at the Geirut, but since we know, that we're aware of it, it's anan saadi, it's as if they're aware, since we know that they're living a Jewish life, they're going to a mikveh, so that's the equivalent of a beit din, which is quite the idea. All right, so there's a lot to discuss here, and very, very rich daf memhei. She just presented some of the highlights. Wishing everybody a week full of bracha and briyut.